answer the phone.
Elvis Duran, the Elvis Duran phone tap.
All right, Danielle, what's it all about?
All right, so Tracy is tapping her grandma Irene because grandma goes to the grocery store and she samples, but she never buys. Oh. And so I'm calling to say, yeah, that's got to stop.
You're good at these, calling from the grocery store and yelling at old people. You do have a history of doing these phone taps.
Really,
you know that,
do.
Right?
I know. It was a grandpa
Danielle,
last time, I think.
Yeah, well, who should I call and irritate now? How about an old person? All right, here we go. Danielle's calling an old person phone tap. See what happens.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Irene Berkey, please.
That's me.
Hi, Irene. This is Leslie from Airbrush. I'm calling you because we're having a little problem with you.
What kind of problem?
Well, you've been coming in every single day, sampling the food, and not buying anything.
Well, I mean, if it was better food, I might buy it.
You haven't liked anything?
Well, yeah, I mean, I gotta be honest with you. Your chef, he needs improving.
Okay, but every day it's a different chef. Like, for example, on the 26th, you came in and you sampled the cheese puffs. On the 28th, the pigs in a blanket and the small quiche was sampled the next day. And
wait a second. How do you even know that it was me? And how do you get my telephone number?
Okay, first of all, we have you on surveillance, okay? And second of all, you entered the Win 6 Month Supply of Swedish Meatballs contest. Yeah, and so I got your information from that.
So you consider taking the samples, that's stealing. And you got the cameras focused on that. But when people are actually stealing things and they're putting things in their pants and they're actually shoplifting, that you don't consider stealing.
What's the difference? You shove the cheese puff in your mouth. What's the difference between shoving it in your pants and your mouth? There's no difference to me. I would like you to come in and maybe while you're buying your toilet paper, buying your cat food, your denture cream, maybe while you're doing that, you have a little pig in a blanket every now and then. But not every day come in my store, stuff a quiche down your throat, and then walk out and don't buy anything. You're a thief.
How dare you talk to me that way? Is that the way you talk to your own grandmother?
You're not my grandmother.
Well, you should be ashamed of yourself.
I think it's hysterical how you old people try to use, I'm old, I don't remember sticking that radish in my pocket. I don't remember taking a pig in the blanket and eating it. I mean, please, the old thing only goes so far.
That's exactly what I'm telling you. I'm not old. I know, but I know which store you're calling from. And if I ever see you, I'll you'll remember me for sure.
What are you going to do if you see me? You're serious, right?
Why wouldn't I be serious?
Well, you're like 106. What are you going to do?
You wait till you're my age, girlie. Because I'm too old. I'm still young enough to show you how good I can move you, bitch. Don't you ever call this number again. I'll report you. Hello?
I think we got disconnected.
You called me again. I told you not to call me.
Okay, and so I told you not to eat samples from my store, and you don't listen to me, so I'm not going to listen to you.
Lady, they're free samples. Have you ever paid for a free sample?
No, I have not paid for a free sample, but it doesn't
then
matter.
Why are you expecting me to pay for a free sample?
Are you like a squirrel? You stuck it up in your cheeks? What the hell?
If your boss knew, I'm sure that you're not the one who owns the store. You're just some peon that's running the place.
Whatever. I am the manager.
If your boss knew that you're alienating a 20-year customer, he would fire you in a minute.
Okay, please.
You don't understand the concept of loyalty.
I'm surprised
that
we're not out of business.
The customers are loyal to you, and you're supposed to be loyal to the customers. You should be the one that should be getting a call from your boss like this, telling you that you've made a big mistake and that you shouldn't ever talk to any of the customers this way again.
With all the that you eat, I'm surprised we're not out of business already.
Exactly. That stuff that you got is you should be happy that I eat that. Because if it's so good, it wouldn't have to be a free sample.
Irene,
how long you been working there?
Irene,
you've probably been there, what, like a week? And you think you know everything?
Irene.
All you young people, you think you know everything.
Hey.
After a week, you know everything. And the old people know nothing.
Irene.
And so you got your way and your rules and how you're going to run things.
Hey, this is just a phone tap. My name's Danielle Monaro from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show. And your granddaughter Tracy is playing a joke on you.
What?
Hey,
Tracy?
It's me, Tracy.
Is it you? What are you doing, Tracy? You're trying to give me a heart attack here.
I'm here. It's
Tracy, is this the way you treat your grandma?
Elvis Duran phone tap.
Danielle, shame on you.
She was so mad at me.
I don't even know you, girl. That poor lady.
Sorry.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants. The Elvis Duran phone tap only. Duran in the Morning Show.